Welcome to the April 3rd, 2024 City of Rome Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. It is approximately 6:30 p.m. I'm going to call the members of the board. Raymond Tucker.
Present.
Joe Pasqualetti. Here. Jim DeCastro. Here. John Mangelino.
Here.
And I'm John Cervello, chair. And I've got Mark Domenico here from the Codes Office, and I got Angie Toomey from the Corporation Counsel's Office. We have a couple items on the agenda for tonight. What we're going to do first is we're going to address the second one because we're going to end up, tabling that. So let's just move that. We're going to move that one first. So we're going to address 24-007, Arif Alam from Emeryn, representative of 5792 Old Oneida Road, is seeking to construct a Tier 3 solar energy system. This requires a special use permit because in an agricultural district, Rome Zoning Code Section 80-19.11-8 says that a Tier 3 solar energy system are permitted through the issuance of special use permits by the Zoning Board of Appeals as defined in Section 80-19.2 in the districts identified in Table 80-12.1. I'll take a motion to table.
I'll make a motion to table to allow the applicant time to properly notify neighbors.
Thank you. Mr. Tucker, a second, please.
Second.
John Mangelino, any discussion on tabling? All in favor of tabling, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. All right. Item 24-007 has been tabled. Okay, let's go back to item 24-006. Enan Elgohim with attorney David Goldbass, potential owner of 825 West Dominic Street, is seeking to renovate the existing building to establish a convenience store and deli retail goods establishment. This requires a use variance because in the R2 zone, Rome Zoning Code Article 12, Table 12-1, the use matrix says that a retail goods establishment is not listed as a permitted use in an R2 district. Okay, is there anybody here to represent this project?
I am, yes.
Okay, great. We typically will have you guys come down here,
okay.
If that's okay. And each one of you that's wishing to speak, just state your name, your address, your relationship to the project, and I'll swear you in.
Good evening. My name is David Goldbass. I'm an attorney from Utica, and I represent the applicant, Mr. Al-Jahim, and his company, which is Rod UNY Incorporated. This
Mr. Goldbass, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Oh, certainly.
All right, thank you. Mr. Al-Jahim, are you going to be speaking as well? If you're going to speak, we might as well just swear you in now and get it over with. It's not really that official, but just state your name, your address, and your relationship to the project.
Yes.
Into the microphone, please.
My name is Rod Al-Jahim. I'm the owner of the building. I bought the building. I live in 1209 Bell Ave, Utica, New York.
Okay, Mr. Al-Jahim, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, now, probably been through this before. The way we do it is we ask you to describe your project. This is a use variance, so we definitely have to hit standards required within the use variance language. And I like to read those into the record, and you've already addressed those in your application, but I want to read them into the record. So when you tell us about your project, please address each one of these standards. The standards that we consider are: number one, the appellant cannot realize a reasonable return, provided that lack of return is substantial as demonstrated by competent financial evidence. Number two, the alleged hardship relating to the property in question is unique and does not apply to a substantial portion of the district or neighborhood. Number three, the requested use variance, if granted, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And number four, the alleged hardship has not been self-created. Mr. Goldbass or Mr. Al-Jahim, please, give us a, summary of your project and try to address each one of those claims.
The building's always been for food service. It's my understanding it was an ice cream and a restaurant store, fast food store. And the build out that we're requesting is to create a convenience store and a deli. We've already had an approval in year 21, and that was by telephone. Many of the members were present, but by in COVID time, we were speaking by telephone. It's good to see you all. The build out was to reserve about 20% of the space for storage. But the codes department, Mr. Domenico, Mr. Burkhout, I believe, have visited and taken issue with the placement of exterior doors. The architect has been working diligently, well, maybe not so diligently, in creating the build-out plans. We presented those to codes, and there are still some objections. The neighborhood is for commercial retail use. It will not conflict, as we've proven before and been approved before, will not conflict with the use of the neighborhood. And the impact on neighborhood use, on traffic, will be minimal. And I would just refer to our application, which showed the variance was approved on May 5 of year 21. It's the same plan. It is the same project. We only need approval of the architectural plans by codes. And we're seeking just an extension of the approval that was granted in year 21. There have been no changes to the project since that approval.
Thank you, Mr. Goldass. Okay, the way we do it now is we have a public portion of the meeting, and then after the public portion is over, the board will likely have some questions for you guys, and then we would go on to a decision there. So what I'm going to do first on the public, it seems like there's some people here regarding this project. I have a few letters that have come to me that are at least one neighborhood letter and another one from Oneida County that I just want to read into the record before we actually get to the public portion of the meeting or the members of the audience. Okay, first one, Oneida County Department of Planning, General Municipal Law, Sections 239-L, MRN, Notice of County Recommendation. Oneida County Referral Number OC-189022, Applicant Rod Aljahim, Municipality City of Rome, location 825 West Dominic Street. Subject action, use variance to renovate an existing building to establish a convenience store and deli, a retail goods establishment. The box for no recommendations as to final action has been checked. It's been dated 3/4/2024 and signed by James J. Genovese, the second commissioner of planning for Oneida County. Sorry, I didn't print out the letter that I received, so I'm going to read it off of my phone. It loads. Okay. Hello. The objective of this email is to our opinions pertaining to the rezoning of 825 West Dominic Street, Rome, New York, as a convenience store. Do not want this to go through. The neighborhood surrounding this property is quiet. There's no convenience for us here to shop at a so-called convenience store. This rezoning would disrupt the neighborhood in a negative way and would decrease our property values. There's no room on this street for delivery trucks, parking for customers, or snow removal. There's no room for cars or delivery trucks to park on the street during winter. The foot traffic on this street is normal. However, if this convenience store opens, we feel we would see an increase in foot traffic in and out of our yards. And with that said, the trash from customers would increase on the street and in our yards. We do clean up the occasional trash, yet we do not want to perform this action daily. In regards to parking, we do not want to listen to annoying boom cars waiting on the street to pick up customers or have cars turning around in our driveways. In the summer, I see numerous bicycles laying in front of other stores in the area and feel, well, we will have bicycles laying on the sidewalk. The only convenience is that the owner would have options to do whatever, as we feel the term convenience store is used loosely. This could be a store that sells anything, such as an illegal marijuana dispensary, selling untaxed cigarettes, which we have heard the owner was doing in Utica, Currently, there are signs in the windows indicating the owner already is performing actions without the proper permits required. We also do not want to deal with the neon slash LED billboards or any other type of bright, annoying lights. We own two properties here, 814 and 816 West Dominic Street, and we feel there is no benefit for the neighborhood to have this so-called convenience store. This would only have a negative impact on our neighborhood. I work from home and do not want to deal with music from cars, yelling, screaming, and all the other drama that goes along with the so-called convenience store. Again, we see only a negative impact if this convenience store is open. Please vote no in this rezoning effort. Sincerely, Mark and Darius Kozinski, on dated 4/1/2024. Okay, those are the written items for the public session.
I want to wait till after the public, but this last.
I read that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Okay, we're going to open it up to the audience now. If anybody is wishing to speak, you can go up to the back microphone, state your name and your address, and then, you know, tell us what you would like to say. Can we get a microphone to her? I know, but we need a record. We need to get it recorded. We know.
I'll just sing a few tunes while I'm here.
Okay.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Lorraine Kalikia. I live at 825 West Liberty Street. I do not live on Dominic Street. And I'm the recipient of hundreds and hundreds of bags of trash on a yearly basis of traffic going through my yard. Now, I face Liberty Street. I've lived there since 19. And every day, without fail, even when Mapledale was there, which was really nice, that was nice. It was a nice little store. I picked up garbage, all kinds of garbage, because they walked through from Liberty Street. I face Liberty Street. So I have 150 feet in back of me. Can everybody hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All right. And they walk right through my yard. I have two driveways, and I have a lovely patio in the back. And without fail, someone is walking through my yard, and I'm looking, going, "You don't belong here. Beat it." And I get the, you know what I get. And they just keep right on walking. And then on the way back, we have to have a little conversation. So I'm adamantly against this store. We don't need a convenience store. I'd like to know what he's going to be selling in the convenience store. If he's selling beer, I'm really against it. I don't want any of the homeless from down East Strom and in Dominic Street all tracking down and parking themselves in the front of this building, getting on. Are there going to be, he's going to make subs, something about subs. Are the subs going to be called in? People going to have to wait for it? Are there going to be tables outside knocked over and ice cream wrappers on the ground? Are you going to eventually have the gummies for sale? I am totally against it. I don't want any more of that traffic going through my yard. If somebody gets hurt, I'm responsible for it. I've got a nice kid that comes and mows for me. Takes him 20 minutes to pick up all the trash before he can even get on the lawnmower. Don't think we need it. We got Stewart's two blocks down the street. In, out, nice. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Mrs. Klickia. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. Anybody else wishing to speak? If you want, if you can.
My name is Bernadine Ferroni. My address is 831 West Dominic Street. I have lived in my present home for 54 years, so I've seen a lot of different businesses there, and Mapledale was terrific. It was closed by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Dick had some tables out front. He would sit there with his cup of coffee and enjoy himself. But it was a much quieter time back then in those years. I think that the element that comes along with a convenience store is not a good one. We have children in the neighborhood. We do have our fair share of traffic. We definitely do. I have two apartment houses that are directly across the street from me. One of the homes has three or four apartments. The other one has two or three. So that creates traffic in itself with parking and whatever. Lorraine was right when she, you know, whoever spoke or whoever sent the letter in was absolutely correct in saying that there's not a whole lot of room once you got, you know, five or six cars parked across the street. And my main concern is the value of my home. That is my biggest asset. And I take care of it. I make sure that things are done when they should be done. We pick up everything around the house. It's a well-kept neighborhood. It's a quiet neighborhood. We have, as I said, a lot of children are in the neighborhood now. There's a couple of young families that have moved in. And I am definitely against a convenience store. When we first went through this in May of 21, he said that he wanted to have a small deli and a takeout area. That was what was mentioned. Never was a convenience store mentioned at that time. So I'm here to say that I don't want a convenience store. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferroni. Anybody else? Just give me the whole stack. No, I like them one at a time. Thank you.
Ramona Smith. I'm the fourth ward counselor, and I'm representing the constituents of the fourth ward. I received numerous calls on this convenience store, and at first I was a little confused. I didn't know what was going on. But the people, the constituents, have voiced their concerns about the incompatible use of the building. It will have a negative impact on the comfort, peace, safety, and enjoyment of the homeowner and their families. Examples of some of the adverse impact, and of course, this is not the owner that's in control of this, but in addition to Mrs. Kalikia, I have received other calls, individuals, about the shortcuts that are taken from people going to the 825 West Dominick Street building. They go through their yards, and if you're familiar with Liberty Street, maybe across from Liberty Gardens, they will go to the front yard of the Liberty Street property, not just one, but several of them, go to the backyard, onto Camp Street, and from Camp Street, from the backyards of the Dominick Street people, to their front yards and then back again. And I have complaints of the trash that people leave in their yards. In addition to having strangers walk through their yards, the homeowners are responsible for cleaning up the litter that these trespassers leave behind. The intruders create a problem with safety and privacy issues to the taxpayers. I know I would be concerned with strangers taking shortcuts through my yard. And would you leave your children in the backyard if this was happening? When you're relaxing in your yard, how would you feel if a stranger just kind of walked by you? I'd be a little hesitant. Also, if you look at the pictures there, it's a wonderful neighborhood area. Children play outside. The business would alter the current conditions of the neighborhood due to expanded hours, delivery trucks, increased foot and vehicle traffic. Many of the former businesses located at the 825 property closed late afternoon. A residential street offers great value to children and their families and their social interactions. The convenience store would have a negative impact on the neighborhood. A commercial environment may be more suitable for this business. Please consider not approving the Damnick Street location for a convenience store. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Smith.
Oh, I'm sorry. I also have, I was handed a petition, and it has 39 signatures on it. And it says, we the undersigned as homeowners through this petition object to the sale of the building located at 825 West Damnick Street. We base this objection on the store having an adverse effect in changing the character of the neighborhood.
Thank you, Mrs. Smith. Actually, yeah, can you, can we get a copy or can we see that petition, please? It's not an airplane. Thanks, Mona. Anybody else? One more time? All right. Public portion is closed. Okay. Now we're going to go to the board. The board, I assume, is going to have some questions. I have a couple off the top right now. Do you own the property now? Okay. Is there anything, is there activity in the property going on right now? Is there anything happening right now? Okay. Do you, what are the proposed hours for this? Seven. 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Okay. All right. How about the rest of the board?
I have just one. During COVID, we had a Zoom meeting, and like one of the speakers, you were going to do just a like food, and now you're applying for a convenience store and food. You're adding the convenience from when your last application was. Well, that would be in with your food, but what I'm saying is when you came through COVID and we were on Zoom, you were food with takeout, similar probably to what Mapledale used to be. And the previous man that applied for a variance was looking to do a little deli, Tony, for his next or kin. And then when you applied, you were looking to do virtually sandwiches with takeout, but then there was no mention of a convenient at that time. Am I correct? Okay, so now, right. So now your new is convenience with takeout. So in your convenience, what would you be looking to do in convenience? Right, just but I'd like to know what you're doing, cigarettes, beer, cigarettes? All right, no more questions.
When did you purchase property after that initial zoning meeting? Before. Okay. And I just to be clear, this is a whole new application. Was there a reason why you didn't build out the original approved application? So it took you that time to prepare proper drawings.
Seems like 3 years seems like a long time. I don't know. Is that like, I mean, I'm sure there was something else, and you've been able to you've been covering the costs on the property without a problem. I mean, you're up on taxes and all that at this point. Okay, so yeah, go ahead, Ray.
So we didn't really receive anything on providing a lack of reasonable return demonstrating it. Do you have anything that shows that you've tried to sell it or try to market it for its intended uses or anything in that vein?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Right now, do you have any other existing businesses pertaining to convenient food right now that you are operating? Okay, so this would be your first endeavor?
So just as a reminder, we have to, the standards that we consider, there's four standards, and it's not, you know, the majority of those standards, it's all of those standards that need to be hit. So, do you guys feel like you've accurately represented, you're addressed each one of these at this point?
Comments help because we have some testimony, we have some comments that there is a Stewart's in the neighborhood. I don't know the neighborhood, but if the Stewart's is there operating to the satisfaction of the neighbors, there could easily be another convenience store that has some talking food like Stewart's does and is offering snacks like Stewart's does. There's no proof. I don't see any except people's fears and suspicions and maybe their prejudices that says this store is not going to do the same thing that Stewart's doing. It's out the neighborhood. I've heard it's a lovely store.
Just as a clarification, the Stewart's is on a major highway and it's not in an R2 district. This is in a specifically an R2 district.
I understand.
Okay.
And then the previous use for an ice cream store or hot dog stand, whatever it was, could be repeated. That is the same sort of takeout or service snacks could reoccur here. The fears that I'm hearing about for marijuana, there's no proof that that's going to happen. There's only going to be tobacco. It would be licensed. And police and state regulators would come down hard if there's any illegal use of vapes or tobacco or marijuana. If there's a problem by trespassers, we hope the business is good, but trespassers, we can't control all of them, but we could, to the extent we're using our own property, put up fences that would redirect our foot and vehicle traffic so that they would stay, so that if there are visitors on foot, they would have to go around the fences. They wouldn't cut through the yards. That would be an easy solution. It would also help my client, if they've lost, he would put up fences to satisfy the neighborhood's concerns about trespassers. But he wouldn't have to take such a great loss.
Okay. And just to be clear, yeah, we as a board, those are, I mean, you mentioned a bunch of subjective or, you know, like kind of not set in stone kind of things. I mean, we look at those four standards and that's what we, you know, that's what we make our decisions on. So, you know, I mean, it's nice to hear, you know, the neighborhood's perspective on what you know, they're experiencing and everything. But, you know, as far as a board goes, we look at those, we look at those four standards. So that's what we'll be making our decision on. Rick, did you have a question?
I was going to go for the secret review.
Okay. Yeah. So first and foremost, okay. So I think we're ready for the question, but let's go to the seeker first, right?
Yeah, because it's a use variance. I'll make a negative declaration for a non-coordinated seeker review.
You know, second on that?
Second.
And then just to be clear, this is just for the environmental review. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Okay, so now on item 24-006, use variance in an R2 zone, allowing for a retail goods establishment where it is not listed as a permitted use in the R2 district at 825 West Dominick Street. I'm going to start down with Mr. Tucker.
I mean, looking at the application, I haven't seen competent financial evidence that he's not getting a reasonable return. And we've heard basically just comments he hasn't been able to do anything with the property, but I haven't seen any attempt at selling it. I haven't seen an attempt to use it for or justification that can't be used for allowed uses in the neighborhood. I would say that it's a unique property in the neighborhood and the fact that it was designed, well, maybe not designed to be commercial, but it was certainly used in that way for many years. Whether it alters the essential character of the neighborhood, I think all these neighbors here are telling us that it will. And then whether it's been self-created, you know, if you buy a property before you have proper zoning variance, that's kind of on you if you haven't done your due diligence on that. Obviously, we went through this once before. Maybe we didn't realize how much engineering needed to be going into making a building up to code. But 3 years seems excessive to me for taking amount of time to get building drawings, especially for someone in the construction industry. So I'm against the use variance.
Thank you, Mr. Tucker. Joe Pasqualetti.
Yes. Change the character of the neighborhood. Absolutely. Hardship created, self-created. Yes, it was. And I voted no. I'm voting no on it.
Thanks, Mr. Pasqualetti. Mr. DeCastro.
This will be the third time this application for a change of zoning is in front of our board. When the Roths owned it, it was a Mapledale breakfast, lunch, ice cream, very quiet. One of the residents spoke about it. The second applicant was going to open it up the same way Jimmy had it. For some reason, I think it was a family or something, backed away. So that fell to the wayside. This gentleman come in through COVID and wanted to do a similar that the last two occupancies were doing. He never acted on it. We approved it. There was no comment from any of the residents because of the way he was proposed to do it. And that time has lapsed. So now he's in front of us now with a convenient food and totally different than what residents were used to. And that area is what I can see the objection. They've spoke here, and I have to vote no on this.
Thanks, Mr. DeCastro. John Magelino.
Yeah, looking at the criteria, I don't see any financial information that proves there wasn't a reasonable return. And based on the feedback from the public tonight, as well as my own interpretation of the neighborhood, I think it would have a significant change to the neighborhood. So I also vote no.
Thanks, John. And I'm going to agree with my fellow board members. I feel that three out of the four standards were not hit, like the hardship standard, or, you know, the self-creation and essential character of the neighborhood. So I'm going to vote no on that as well. Thank you guys for coming in.
Motion to adjourn.
I got a motion to adjourn. Anybody want to second that?
Second.
Second, Mr. Magelino. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no.